Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shuler is with us. Joey is on the line. And Brandon in Michigan, you'll be up next. I just wanted to mention, I heard at the top of the hour news, and I'm sure you did as well, that the Dow is up 800. Well, at the second, it's up 812 points. Stores are declaring bankruptcy. JCPenney's is bankrupt. Sears is bankrupt. Malls are vacant. Highways are vacant. And the Dow Jones, the leading indicator, is up 800 points. 808 at the very second.
But so you've got to go 4,000 to get back where we started.
And as Dr. Shuler has been saying, that you can't believe anything. So if you think the Dow Jones is a leading indicator, it used to be. That's when we had companies like General Electric that actually made products, like appliances. When we had companies that the automotive industry was represented. Now it's who is represented? Most of the 30 companies, the corporations in the Dow Industrial Average, are in the red for the year over year. Okay? They're in the red. So, yeah, they're in the red, but the Dow is up. Joey, do you have any other comments that you'd like to make?
I do. My rant wasn't so much to have a question, an answer question. My rant was, if I'm thinking about it, I know you're thinking about it, I know Norm's thinking about it, we're all thinking about it. So let's take our group of three right now, resonate this out for everybody else, and let them, because they're probably thinking the same thing. I mean, you can't look at this, you can't accept what's happening. Grocery stores open by us, a medical marijuana store is considered a primary business, but a haircut isn't a primary business. I mean, and what they're doing and what I'm really excited about what I've seen. I've seen how stupid people are. I've seen even how, what did Cuomo say? People are having mental deficiencies. I see most of the government people are having mental deficiencies because they can't make a logical decision because they're not capable of it. But the reason I did call in, I wanted to know two things. There was the eye drops, some kind of castor oil. Was it the USP? You put it in your eye for cataracts? And
yes.
I know you said 100 times, and I'm going to ask for 102 times. How does that work? It softens up your part of your eye that's getting calloused? Is that how that works?
Well, it actually it helps to remove the calcium deposit in the lens.
So it's the calcium deposit in the lens that creates the cataract.
Exactly.
And the oil you're using is, what do you call it again?
United States Pharmacopeia Castor Oil. Any castor oil you buy at a pharmacy is likely to be USP.
And you put how much and how often and for how long?
One drop each eye, each day or night. Doesn't matter when you do it, just one time a day.
And you do that for a week, or you do that for 6 months?
Probably the rest of your life, because according to optometrists,
okay,
all individuals eventually develop cataracts. So if you've got early cataracts, start as soon as possible, and you can dissolve them within 3 to 6 months and keep them away.
Okay, good. I've listened to that, and, you know, it's so difficult when you make notes, and then you got hundreds of pages to find it. So let's go back to magnesium. There's about I don't know, there's magnesium carbonate, there's magnesium citrate, there's magnesium gluconate, and there's a magnesium BIS-GLCINATE. What is the last one, the magnesium bisglutamate?
Bisphenate, yeah. But I don't like anything except magnesium chloride, and I don't like it except on the skin.
So you would never take magnesium internally, you just use the magnesium chloride hexahydrate solution? And because I know you say you usually take it, put it in your hands, rub it on
I rub it on my body.
Yeah. And you'll absorb that, and that'll be an easier way to take it in?
Well, I've proved this 20 years ago. We actually did intracellular magnesium. Now, 99% of your magnesium is not in the blood, it's in the cells. And the only test is to do a pap smear, essentially, of the frenulum of the tongue and send it off to Intracellular Diagnostics in Medford, Oregon. But we demonstrated unequivocally that just rubbing it on the skin within 1 month will restore the intracellular magnesium. Taking it out of mouth does not do that.
All right. I was reading about different things last night in the magnesium. And I mean, because you got like calcium carbonate. And I mean, I guess the other question is, what causes the calcium to build up in your eye? You know, you have too much calcium or a different kind of calcium that it builds up?
There's all kinds of reasons, perhaps, Rick. There's actually a book that came out within the last 6 months to suggest that coronary artery stenosis, if you will, is because we eat so much calcium in this country. In America, the average person gets it 1,000 milligrams a day. In other countries, they get it 200, 250 milligrams a day. And so it looked as if Americans eat about four times as much calcium as any other country.
That's put in it because of the FDA, or it's just how we happen to eat it?
Well, it's just, I don't know. It's been pushed by our medical profession. They push it. The other stupidity of the medical profession is to push magnesium and calcium in the same pill. Anytime there's calcium in your stomach, it prevents you from absorbing the magnesium.
Right. You're supposed to take the magnesium 6 hours before you take the calcium, correct?
Well, I don't believe in taking magnesium by mouth ever.
All right. I don't want to hold Brandon up because, yeah, he's only got X amount of time left. I do appreciate the moment, rant, because I want to focus on our energy, and I want to, I mean, we're all thinking the same thing. We're just indirectly thinking about it. And while you've got three plates spinning on a stick, and as you bring those plates closer, it's like a magnet. When you push it towards another magnet, it pushes apart. Well, let's focus on pulling this energy together because, you know, we're at the trial ends of this journey, and I'm not interested in this shot. Everybody I know, they're done. There's no more reason to move forward, and I'd have to believe this whole crisis is not just created over a virus. It's created over a financial virus, an economy that's imploding as we speak, and it's done. Well, I mean, when you print an extra $6 trillion, at $20 trillion, you could never pay off the interest. So obviously, one thing we've learned about people that file bankruptcy, right before they go down the tube, they spend, as long as they can get more credit, they buy more stuff. And I'll leave that thought out there floating around. You guys be safe. Thanks for the time. And we'll talk again.
Joey, thank you. Thank you for calling. That was Joey in Michigan. Okay, we've got Brandon in Michigan. Welcome, Brandon.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Great.
Doing just fine. Brandon, you want to talk about the lockdown?
Well, it all stems from, you know, why the Dow is doing so good. You didn't cover that. That's because the vaccine's getting likely towards finalization. You know, from what I understand, though, they're already test trialing it and already have the concoction ready. So when Trump deploys the military, it's going to get real wild.
Brandon, you don't have to answer this, but are you willing to accept the vaccine based on what the president is recommending?
Oh, we've already talked about this.
No, just want to let our class know.
You know, I'm doing a poll at work, and I'm asking people if our employer requires a vaccine to work, you going to take it? Most of them say no, which is great to hear.
Yeah. I'm with you.
See if they walk the walk.
I wouldn't take it. And, you know, one of the best things about being unemployed is you don't have to do what they say, because there is nobody telling you what to do other than, you know, the government with taxation and their rules. But it's really nice not having a job. That's one of the advantages of being a farmer. There's no one really telling you what to do, I mean, on a minute-by-minute basis. So there are people who are going to work, and maybe that's what these 500 million vaccines are for. Make sure everybody gets a few of them. And there aren't that many people working in the United States. There are roughly 158 million possible workers, and about half of them are unemployed right now. That's the new number. And, you know, we've heard that back in the first Great Depression, that about 25% were unemployed. Now it looks like we're approaching 50%, or we're at 50%. That's the number, I believe. And what is unemployment? Is that somebody who's sitting at home watching, you know, reruns of television, moving the mouse every 10 minutes? And by the way, if you're doing that, if you have one of those jobs where you're working at home and you're moving the mouse every 10 minutes to pretend you're working, there's software to detect whether you're moving the mouse or not. And it can remotely turn on your camera and your microphone. That's a huge invasion. And I'm not up for that. I don't want that in my house. I don't have that in my house. But and then there's the social tracking. Since when did we say it's okay to track us? Okay, well, now you know by the media. The mainstream media is telling you that they know how many people have left New York City because of the tracking through their cell phones. They know where you are. They know where you've been. And they've recorded it. Did you allow them to do that? I don't think you would willingly and knowingly allowed them to do that, but that's what they're doing already. So they've got the cameras, they've got Wi-Fi, they've got 5G, 4G, 3G, they've got the satellites, they've got, what is that satellite that has those thousands of lenses, and it can track you in a parking lot, and someone can click on you and say, okay, just follow that guy. I'll put a red box around you. Argus, A-R-G-U-S is the name of this device. And it can follow you around in the parking lot, track you wherever you go. We've reported many years ago that for Black Friday, there are companies that have these antenna arrays. They set them up in malls, and they would track where you went. They would track you from the minute you walked in the front door. Where you went? Did you go to Victoria's Secret or Sears or JCPenney? Where did you go? Or did you go to the men's room or the ladies' room? And why were you in there so long anyway? I mean, we've reported this for years. So this has been going on, and now we're at the point where they really want to know where you've been. So, Brandon, are you seeing, in your travels, are you seeing the supply chain failures or not in Michigan?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
When we come back, would you tell us what's missing from the shelves? Because I don't know. I really don't know, because I don't go to stores. I haven't been in one in months. And that's my choice, I'd love to know, and I'm sure the rest of the class would, and we've got Kathy in Ohio on hold, and she's got some questions for Norm. We'll be right back.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight
Frontsight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy. .com. Brandon's on with us. Kathy's up next. David's up after Kathy. And I just wanted to mention, Joey had a question about castor oil. You can go to the Chinese Factory Outlet, and there's a brand called Humco, H-U-M-C-O, castor oil. It says it's a natural laxative. There, it's in a 6-ounce bottle. It's the one I have in my hand. I bought it quite some time ago. And it is USP, U.S. Pharmacopeia. It's what Dr. Shealy has been talking about for use in treating cataracts. And as I remember, Dr. Shealy, correct me if I'm wrong, before bedtime, or as you're going to bed, take one drop with a sterile, clean eyedropper. Put one drop in each eye, close your eyes, and go to bed. It's as simple as that. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. So that is castor oil to dissolve cataracts the easy way without surgery. And I did it, and I had visible results in 1 or 2 days, literally. Brandon, what did you see? Brandon in Michigan, what have you seen on the store shelves, or what have you not seen that was noteworthy?
Well, you got a shortness of meat and chicken and other things. You know, I've been going to Cabela's over the past week, and noticing the ammo racks are about 5% full. People are buying guns at the store. They get approved for, they purchase them, and they can't even get the ammo for them, which is basically a paperweight at that point. But I'll let the other callers talk. I just wanted to bring up one thing that our governor strong-armed people to get this vaccine, and if they don't, they won't be able to return to mass gatherings like football stadiums and sports balls and probably even your, you know, local barber's location. And we had a barber recently get her license, or his license, taken away by our attorney general. And doing my due diligence and work, I got her cell phone number 6 months ago. And I called them up and said, hey, you want this number? They said, oh, yeah, we'll take it. And I thanked them for being open. So you probably don't want that cell phone number over the air, but it's being distributed quite adequately, is all I can say. But I don't have much time. I got
now, is this... Okay, but is this the barber who tested positive for COVID?
This is the barber in Owosso who was cutting hair. I never heard of him testing positive. He's just an old man, 70-something-year-old man that's trying to make a living and can't pay his bills because he can't get unemployment.
I understand, but there is one barber who was tested positive who defied the lockdown, and I'm not sure we're talking about the same guy or not.
No.
But okay, these are difficult times. Brandon, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I just hit the wrong button. Oh, geez. I just disconnected Kathy. I have a button for air and a button for drop, and I hit the wrong one. I apologize, Kathy. Please call back. David in Illinois. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy. You've started something. I think there are going to be a number of instructors calling in and saying, how you doing? Welcome.
Well, how you doing? Dr. Shee, you mentioned something last week, and I needed to ask a question about, clarify something about vitamin D. And you mentioned that what you do when you're starting to feel, something coming on, that you would take 3 vitamin D, the 50 I use a day for 2 days.
50,000, yeah. 3
right,
of the
right.
50,000 unit, yes.
Right. Now, here's my question. In the past that you had certain, amounts to take for weight, now, would that same thing be, would it be the same, or would you give a lesser dose for somebody, say, that's under 100 pounds?
Well, if they were under 100 pounds, I would probably only take 100,000 instead of 150.
Okay. That's what I wanted to clarify about that situation. And then, no more than, what did you say, 3 months, was it?
No, 3 days in a row.
Oh, 3 days in a row. But, I mean, you mentioned something about, but you can't do that again for a certain length of time if you need to.
Well, I wouldn't do it. More than once a month, at the most.
Oh,
that shouldn't be happening that often.
Right, right. I'm just saying, if there was like another second bout of something you were coming down.
Right. I would take it again.
David, did you want to hold?
Yeah, I want to ask another.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, please hold, and then Kathy, I'm sorry I disconnected you. We'll put you on after David.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some very promising news about a potential coronavirus vaccine. Moderna saying today all 45 participants who took part in an early stage trial did have virus antibodies. That news leading to a spike in the stock market this morning. The Dow was up over 700 points in early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are higher as well.
More encouraging economic news as Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors are resuming vehicle production today after almost 2 months of their lines being shut down because of the pandemic. Ford CEO Jim Hackett says it certainly has been a very unique period.
My business career of 26 years being a CEO, never in other crises dealt with the economy turning off.
Tropical Storm Arthur is impacting the Carolinas and the Mid-Atlantic, but it's expected to veer eastward out to sea soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Details are coming out about what the recently fired State Department Inspector General was working on that may have lost him his job. NBC News is reporting that former IG Steve Linick was investigating whether Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a staffer do personal chores for him, from walking his dog to picking up laundry to making dinner reservations for Pompeo and his wife. Details of the investigation were given to Congress last week after Linick's firing. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he believes the vast majority of his backers will vote for Joe Biden in the November election. On ABC's This Week, the former Democratic presidential hopeful said Biden is beginning to grasp the importance of understanding where working class and young voters are coming from. Sanders pointing to issues like climate change, the minimum wage, and student loan debt. A former Buffalo Bills first-round NFL pick is under arrest. Ed Oliver, the team's draft choice in 2019, arrested on Saturday night in Houston, charged with driving while intoxicated and unlawfully carrying a weapon. Police say Oliver had an open beer can between his legs and appeared very nervous when officers pulled him over. A later search of his Ford Super Duty pickup truck turned up a pistol as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Take my God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. If you'd like to go to the website and get the same vitamins and minerals and supplements that I buy, that's where you can go. NormShealy.com. David in Illinois is with us. Kathy's on hold. And Kathy will be with you in just a minute or so. David, please continue.
Now, one of your other callers brought up about the masks and how to possibly sterilize them if you're using them. I used my UV wand to sterilize ours make sure it's all every time I go out. And I only wear a mask. Now, I don't really worry about me too much. I avoid people. But there's a lot of elderly people working in the stores. I don't need that on my conscience. that they get sick, possibly because of me. So when I'm in them stores, I do wear them. I've seen enough dead people in my days that I don't need that on me. You know what I mean? And if that's all I got to do is put a mask on when I go in the store and take it off when I get out in the air, then that's what I do.
It makes sense. It makes absolute sense to me. Dr. Shilley, what do you think about UVC sterilization? We use that when we get packages here dropped off outside the farm. Okay.
I love it.
David, that's what we do. Before the panic, probably over a year ago, I bought ultraviolet C LED lights as well as ultraviolet lights with fluorescent tubes. And, of course, you know that, Classy, you do not want to look directly at ultraviolet light. It causes blindness in animals as well as people. So be very careful. But what we do, I fabricated an impromptu ultraviolet wand. What it has is an array of ultraviolet LEDs in a row. It's about a foot long. It has a driver, which means it has a power conversion system. And it's powered by 120 volts AC. And I fabricated it so it's attached to a long wand, a stick. And we don't look at this. One person plugs it in on a long extension cord, and another person handles the wand. And we have a tote, which is a Rubbermaid style 4 foot wide, 2 feet by 2 feet by 4 foot box with a hinged lid. And we will, with gloves, pick up whatever we want to disinfect with disposable gloves, put it in this tote, put the wand in the tote with the LEDs aimed at the surface that we want to disinfect. And to get all surfaces, one person will plug it in once the lid's closed and then unplug it. The lid gets opened a few minutes later. Then the package box envelope is rotated to another surface so it can be disinfected. That's how we do it. Is that what you're talking about, David? Something.
Yeah,
like
now
that?
We have the pre-made wands. We've had them for years. One nice thing about them, if you're worried about looking at them, once you tip them up slightly, it automatically shuts the light off, so you don't have to worry about
that's
it.
That's great. That's
yeah,
great.
Looking at them.
Okay, so class, what we're talking about is using ultraviolet light to disinfect, but do not look at the ultraviolet light. And it's this eerie violet color. And you've seen it at restaurants, you've seen it in kitchens, commercial kitchens. It's this light that's hanging on the wall. You can just see the eerie glow of it, but you can't see the bulb. And that's a good thing. Please continue, David.
Now, if they go to purchase one of the pre-made wands already, there's been a problem with the larger wand that has a battery pack in it, the brand that mostly makes them, and there's some defect where it doesn't charge properly, and then you have to deal with that issue. But they have a small portable one that you can put in a purse or a bag. That takes AA batteries, so it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Plus, you can take it right there with you out, you know, and it's small.
Yeah, and
it's about the size of a flashlight.
I've seen advertisements for something that is very concerning to me, and that is this little portable tabletop ultraviolet air disinfector. And what it is, it's a battery-powered or rechargeable device, like a lantern, a small lantern. You stick it on the kitchen table and you power it up. But you can look at the light. You can see the tube, which is crazy to me. Now, be very, very careful, class, that, you know, just because it comes from China doesn't mean that they're interested in protecting your health.
So, China's not interested in protecting
right?
anything except China.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They make substandard pretty much everything. Substandard. We're holding the bag. Yes.
Now, one other thing nice about this virus thing going on, this whole condemning thing situation, you go to their Chinese outlet store and you go to leave, they're not assaulting your bags and your receipts anymore. I've tried to run the guy down. Here, no, check my receipt. Here, take it. No, I don't want it, sir. Go. What if there's something in there? I don't. No, go. You're good. Leave. I don't want to touch it. You know, before this, they pretty much assaulted your purchased items and your receipt before you can even leave the store, which is kind of insulting.
Yeah, and another thing they're not assaulting is the sky, at least around here. Yesterday, the sky was magnificent. Clouds, no contrails, no chemtrails. It was delightful. And I'm all for less travel. If you want to travel, fine, but make sure it's necessary. But to just hop on a plane just because you want to go read a book in, you know, some country is nuts. Or if you want to, you know, waste fuel putting around the ocean, you know, that's crazy to me. Absolutely crazy. Polluting the planet for needless reasons. Kind of like smoking.
Now,
you know, just go ahead.
One other thing.
Destroying the land.
Not take up much time, so the other lady, hopefully it's okay to say lady nowadays, can get on.
It is, and she is. She's Kathy in Ohio. She's a USA Preparedness instructor. And of all the people that I would never want to hang up on, I hung up on her accidentally. But go ahead.
Now, I know some people brought up about eyes, especially if you're having to travel around people that are compacted, like in these cities, which I wouldn't live in, but some people don't have a choice. They have some glasses that are called Wiley X. They're military issue. And they're not big military glasses. They're sportier, but they have replaceable pop-out lenses, so you can get them in sunglasses or clear. But they actually have rubber cups that actually go around and protect your eyes. And they're just like sunglasses in a way, but they're supposed to be able to be shatter-resistant, you know, because they were made for the military guys. But you can get them, you know, all over the place. But if you're worried about something getting in that situation, you know, if you're in them environments, you know.
That's a great point. So, all right, David, thank you for calling.
Let you go. All right, bye.
Thanks so much. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Kathy in Ohio, I'm so sorry I hung up on you accidentally. I hit the wrong button.
Oh.
And, you know, I guess I forgot my training when I was off for a couple of days.
Oh, no problem. I have a question for Dr. Norm, please.
Yeah,
I have some castor oil here. I'm not sure if it's the same as you're talking about. It's called the Palma Christi Castor Oil Texane Free. It says pure cold pressed top quality oil. Is that something I can use?
No. I don't trust it unless it's got United States Pharmacopeia on the bottle.
Okay.
And I do understand that the Palma Christi has made stuff for the Edgar Cayce Foundation, but I want to be sure it's purified before it goes in your eye.
Okay. Okay.
Kathy, I have in my hand a 6-ounce bottle, Humco, HUMCO, and it's U.S. Pharmacopeia. It says USP on the bottle, castor oil. And it was about $2 and change from the Chinese factory outlet. So if someone goes into that store and you go into the the drug department, it's on the it's an over the counter liquid, and it's under $3.
Okay. I do have one more question about going to the dentist. How do you feel about when and how to get a cleaning now?
You know, I'm going to mention what I've done for the last 2 months since I missed my dental appointment. Okay, we're closed. There's something called Honest, H-O-N-E-S-T, 3, dental paste. It's got ozone in it, and it cleans your teeth 10 times better than any toothpaste I've ever tried. I think I'm going to cut down my dental business to once a year now instead of twice a year.
Oh, where do you get that at?
Amazon.
Okay.
Honest 3 Dental Paste.
Okay.
It makes
your teeth. I'm way overdue, but I'm leery to go.
Oh,
now.
I am too. I'm very leery to go. I mean, that's one of the last places in the world I want to go after this thing. But I really do like the Honest 3 ozone toothpaste.
Oh, okay, a follow-up question. When do you feel, or when would you see the sign of being able to go get a cleaning? Like, how long do you think we should wait, or do you just want to wait and see how things go?
Well, that's really where we are. I don't see at the moment. I might start thinking about, I want to know what's happening in September, for instance. That's the earliest I would consider it.
I think that's what I'm going to do. I canceled my appointment clear back when this thing first started, and they moved it back to the end of June, but I think I'll just reschedule it for maybe September, and I can always cancel it then if I need to.
Yeah, it actually, I honestly feel that the plaque and everything is infinitely decreased by using the Honest 3.
Do you use it once a day, or do you use it in conjunction with another toothpaste? Like, you just do, like, maybe one in the morning and a different one at night?
Well, I did it twice a day for a month, and now I'm doing regular, you know, non-fluoride toothpaste in the morning and the ozone at night.
Okay. Thank you.
Kathy, before you go, Kathy, I found it on Amazon. It's $19.99 for a 2.5-ounce tube of Honest, H-O-N-E-S-T, space, O-3. And it says, Honest 3 dental paste, ozone oil-infused toothpaste, antibiotic-free for promoting healthy mouth. That's what it says. Dr. Shealy, is that correct?
That
the one?
That is it.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you. Thank you.
Kathy, just one other thing I wanted to ask Dr. Shealy for your benefit. Dr. Shealy, brushing with a couple drops of hydrogen peroxide on a cleaning toothbrush, is that something you recommend as well or not?
Well, I haven't done it, but it would be okay.
Okay, Kathy. There you go. Kathy, thanks for calling. I'll see you on Friday.
Thank you, Ben.
Okay, thank you.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, are you seeing patients in person as well as via Skype?
Oh, yes. Yes. About one or two a day by phone or Skype, but mostly here in the office.
Okay. And for those who are interested in seeing you either on Skype or in person, what would you like them to do?
Well, they should schedule it because people often want me to schedule, but I can't do it because, you know, I have a registration desk that does it for me, and I don't want to double schedule something. They should call 417-351-5221.
417-351-5221. That's the telephone number of Dr. Shealy's clinic in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone. And if you need to get that information later, you can go to his website, NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. Find that telephone number. Find the information about his clinic. Peruse his offerings, vitamins, minerals, supplements, etc. It's all there at NormShealy.com. And you can sign up for his newsletter. Dr. Shealy, did you want to mention your newsletter?
Well, yeah, I send out, you know, up to five a week. A minimum of one, but up to five a week of my latest thoughts of stuff that's important for health. And it's free, of course.
And these newsletters are brief. You can read them in a couple of minutes, and they're great to receive. So, NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, one of the things I was thinking about, you know, with this gardening thing, soil versus hydroponics. You know, we've been told how great hydroponics is for growing vegetables and lettuces and such. What are your thoughts about the nutrition value of soil-grown vegetables, the traditional method, versus hydroponics, which is moving water with fertilizer and I don't know what nutrients added? Do you see a difference? Is there a preference that you have?
Well, my preference is to put it in the soil, but that's because to me, the hydroponic system seems exquisitely complex and complicated, and I've been doing it for, well, 75 years in the soil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have as well. Dr. Shilley, we've been talking about 5G, the alleged connection between people becoming immune compromised as a result of electromagnetic frequencies, specifically in the microwave bands like 4G, 3G, and, of course, 5G. Do you want to make any comments about what your thoughts are regarding health and these persistent, ever...
Well, I consider 5G exquisitely toxic, dangerous, evil.
And so we're not going to advocate setting towers on fire, but across Europe, towers have been set on fire. Over 50 towers, 5G towers, have been set on fire. And so the people have spoken. The powers that be are saying, oh, it's okay. You know, there's no proof. There's no proof that 5G causes the coronavirus. Well, of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. But what it does do is it weakens your immune system so that if you do get the COVID-19, you are more compromised and less able to fight it off. It's as simple as that. Did I say that correctly, Dr. Shilley?
Absolutely. It is dangerous.
Okay. So, class, if you have a microwave oven, don't look in it while you're cooking. I mean, some people...
Don't go near it.
Yeah, yeah. If you do have one, and if you insist on using it, keep it away. Keep it physically as far away from where you are as possible.
At least a mile away.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously, class, microwaves are dangerous, and there are people who have their routers, their Wi-Fi routers, close to them. They have them in their offices. They have them in their bedrooms. They have them in their living rooms, you know, where they spend a lot of time. That's dangerous. And if you want, if you insist on using your Wi-Fi router, well, there's one thing that you can do to minimize your exposure or reduce it. And that is you can type in the following address on your browser, 192.168.0.1. 192.168.0.1, and that will bring up a screen, and that will let you access your router. And there's a portion that says wireless. You can configure your wireless, and it has settings, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, all the way up to 100% transmission power. And you can set that down from 100%, which is default, down to 10%. And that will reduce the amount of electromagnetic radiation from your router. Now, you'll need the password. It's usually you log in as admin, A-D-M-I-N. It says that right on the bottom of your router. Take a look at it. It says the login name, and it has your password. And that's how you can log in. Make sure you save it on the way out, and you can reduce the power of your Wi-Fi router in your home from 100% to 10%. If 10% is not strong enough, you can increase it to 20. You can keep trying it until you get a satisfactory level, but less than 100%. Dr. Shilley, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, great, always. Have a good one.
Thank you, Dr. Shilley. We'll see you next week. Class, tomorrow we'll be back and regular schedule for the rest of the week.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.